Ken Miller Show, Trent Condon and myself, weekdays noon to 2, talking sports with you. John Miller coming up, HawkeyeNation.com. He'll join us in 18 minutes at about 1:20. Ryan Van Bibber, SB Nation, covers the NFL, writes for the NFL. You can find him on Twitter. He's got 5,300 Twitter followers, Trent. He hasn't tweeted in 3 years.
Well, Twitter isn't for everyone. We got to get to the bottom, because I swear I've seen Ryan tweet over the last 3 years. I swear I have.
I have no idea.
Maybe he went back and deleted everything. Maybe he didn't want to.
Why would you do that, though?
You know, employers? Maybe he's looking for a new job?
Perhaps.
And it's easier instead of just going one by reading everything,
but
delete everything.
If you're with work for a media company, don't media companies like you to use your Twitter account?
Yes, yeah. He's the head NFL editor over there,
mm-hmm.
and he also does write pieces.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I think it's something like that.
Speaking of Twitter, do you still have that app
mm-hmm.
where you can find Twitter followers?
Oh, where it, you know, the fake Twitter followers?
Yeah, the fake.
Well, I can't get it updated, and I got to find a new one. The problem with them now, so I found this app where you could find out fake Twitter followers.
Right.
And
we did it on the air a few times within the last couple of years.
And I think we were, you know, around 10 to 12% were fake, you know, inactive mm-hmm. or porn bots. I mean, that's mostly what they are, right?
Oh, is that right? I didn't know that.
Oh, really?
Honestly, I didn't know
when,
that.
When you get a follower from Susie Q 999, yeah, she's not real.
She doesn't follow me.
but you looked her up?
Speaking of followers, a guy we used to work with recently.
Yeah.
Just picked up like 16,000 followers in a week. How does that happen? What am I doing wrong?
I don't know.
I lose more followers by week than I gain.
You get annoyed, too, when it happens.
Well, what did I do? I'm not annoyed. It just, you know, and I don't know.
Right. But I have the same thing.
Now, I get annoyed when somebody picks up 16,000
in
a week.
Sure,
as a guy we used to work with just did. Why would you do that?
I'm going to guess that's not above the board. I don't think 16,000 just found them and started following. It's probably a lot of CUZQ 999s that are following
along
on that account. 16,000 in a week.
Because we used to go back and forth, right? Kind of a little game, right?
Yeah.
You have a dozen more than me, and I'd move it to, you know, get within six, and I'd lose my typical dozen a week. And then all of a sudden, poof, 16,000 through the roof.
I got to find a new app, because I searched for a new one recently. Wasn't able to find it, but we'll do a little sleuthing here and see what we can find, percentage of fake followers.
Well, speaking of sleuthing, I did a little sleuthing, but I just reached out to Cappy, David Kaplan, who is our normal Wednesday guest. Thank you to Heartland Flagpoles and Flags, heartlandflags.com, for making Cappy possible for us on a weekly basis. He is the pulse of Chicago sports, I would think, or certainly one of them. And he's going to join us every Wednesday, 12:25. So I asked him about today's game, right? Mm-hmm. Because it looks like it's, you know, hit or miss whether they being the Cubs and the Nationals, are going to even attempt to get game four underway. They certainly want to, but I asked Cap, you know, contingency plans. You know, when will they play tomorrow?
Mm-hmm.
There's been no announcement yet, according to Cap. And I would think that if there is something that's out there that he would know. So the Yankees in Cleveland, I think, are already locked into the night game, right?
You would.
Game five.
With it being
Yankees.
The Yankees. Plus, Wrigley can get away with afternoon if need be tomorrow.
True.
Easier.
Yep.
Since that is kind of locked into a night game. Plus, it's a game five as opposed to a game four. So,
mm-hmm.
yes, I think that is locked in. Now, it looks like, at least now, I'm just playing a weatherman on the radio here, but it looks like Chicago is going to have showers all throughout the day. It's starting
for like a 12 or 18-hour period.
But you can play in the rain, torrential. Downpour, not so much, but mm-hmm. you can play in the rain. As long as there's no lightning,
mm-hmm.
you can play. Do you just say, let's start it up and see how it goes? If
do you want to start it, though?
Well, and that's the problem, because, well, then you run through, Roark and Arrieta can't come out, and then mm-hmm. you're going through the bullpen, and maybe this game gets pushed to tomorrow and you're 2.5 innings in, and then we got to do that. I don't know. I think it's a difficult spot for Major League Baseball, though, figuring out what they're going to do here. They do have the travel day
mixed
in.
They went through that yesterday, Trent, because the Boston-Houston game was really iffy at some point during, before they got underway.
And it got raining really hard there.
At the end.
Was that eighth inning? Ninth inning.
I think it was spinning in the eighth, but in the ninth it was starting to come down.
Right. Yeah. And You can play through it.
Boy, it was a fun game, too.
That was.
It really was. That more comeback, fun when the Red Sox lose, at least for me.
Yeah.
But it was a good game.
I like that Astros team. I really
They're tough.
That lineup, top to bottom. Mm-hmm. Bregman is turning into a star.
He sure is.
I mean, just one after another. Young guy comes up, and another young guy. And Sports Illustrated wrote the article, what, 5 years ago, your 2017 World Series champion Astros. And we all had a chuckle at it.
Right.
Very well could come to fruition.
Yeah,
here
they might be right.
This season. That lineup, and it's so young on top of it. You know, coming off the injury, shortstop, Carlos.
Correa.
He hasn't been very good. But you just look at the way that guy, he doesn't look like a shortstop.
No, he's too tall, isn't he?
Yes.
He's a big boy.
He's a big guy out there. Yeah, you go around, and Altuve, the next one. You know, talk about those Keystone Twins
up
the middle.
Have you seen the picture of Altuve standing next to Aaron Judge?
Oh, I love that. Yeah.
it's
so
great
good.
Picture.
That team, now they don't have the pitching as the other teams, and not the bullpen either. It's okay.
Giles was really good yesterday.
Giles can pump it up there. Yeah. But most teams anymore have...
He can get into the hundreds.
Yes. But most teams now have four or five of those guys.
Yeah, true.
They don't have the same depth as everybody else. But yeah, Giles is fine in the back end.
I want to see Cleveland and Houston.
That's the
ALCS I'm looking for.
Yeah.
I mean, the Yankees are going to be... Look, the Yankees' window is about to really open again.
Yeah.
I think. Look at that, the youth on that team.
Mm-hmm.
There's some superstars on that team.
And they can spend for pitching, so...
And you know they will, because
they
haven't the last couple of years,
right.
And those contracts have come off the books
yeah.
that have really been like the anchor that's prevented them from doing that. So, I fully expect them to. Sabathia tomorrow. Kluber,
yeah.
Sabathia. I mean, okay.
Kluber got hit up.
Well, he did, but you know what? Wouldn't you rather have him in game five?
Yes,
he did, but this guy has been so good.
Well, the Cubs lineup is out for today. Did you see that?
I have not seen it. So Schwarber can't play today. No, he can't play today.
After that gap?
No. Is Ian Happ drawn in?
No Happ.
Baez has to start.
Baez is starting. Are you ready?
All right, go top down. Give it to me.
John Jay in center.
I like it.
Bryant.
Right.
Rizzo.
Yep. Contreras.
Contreras.
Yep.
Zobrist playing second.
Well, Zobrist is playing second.
That can't be right.
No.
Because, Schwarber is in there. This is wrong. Because it has two second basemen listed. My score app has, all right, Contreras, Zobrist, Schwarber, Russell, Baez. But you can't have two guys playing second base.
I don't think they allow that, no.
No.
Where are you getting this from?
It's from the app that I have that I get my scores off of. But that's not right. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
So here's what I've got. John Jay in center, Chris Bryant at third, Rizzo at first, Contreras catching, Zobrist in right.
Okay.
Schwarber in left, Russell at short, Baez at second, Arrieta. So no Jason Hayward today.
Hayward is
out of the lineup.
They just had a 2B next to Zobrist. Should have been right field. But you're putting him back out. You're putting Schwarber back out. And against Roark, a lefty, right?
I don't know. I don't know what Madden's thinking. I don't know why. Kyle Schwarber is as big of an adventure.
Not Roark already. Never mind.
Yeah, but Schwarber's as big of an adventure as anybody that we've seen all year long playing in the field. And he has been since he broke into the major leagues.
Yes.
He's a designated hitter.
Mm-hmm.
And if you need more proof, just go back and run the tape from yesterday. Now, the original drop clearly hurt them.
Yeah.
But Murphy's going to score on Zimmerman's gapper anyways, whether he's standing on second or third. It was a big deal about when he kicked the ball. I'm sure pass ball scores him from third base, but when Zimmerman hit one in the gap, he was going to score.
Yeah.
Or he's on second or third. So, I'm surprised Schwarber's getting a start today. I really am.
In the conditions that it's going to be.
It's going to be wet and rainy. Yeah.
I mean, you want that guy out there with his lumbering and just ineptitude at times?
But he teases you. You saw him in the batter's box. It's the foul ball that he hit. It was 500 feet.
We were talking about that before the show
today. It's 500 feet.
Yeah. He's out in front of it, but just massive. But wouldn't you like to have that bat on the bench? If you need to.
Well, I certainly don't want his glove in the field.
Right. If those are the options, that's the way. I guess the way Madden looks at it, as opposed to one at-bat as a pinch hitter, you'll get...
Because he didn't get an at-bat, right? He was lifted for Almora, so he did not get an opportunity to atone in the batter's box.
But you'll get two or three of him before a defensive replacement is brought in if it is a tight game. So I guess that's the thought process, one at-bat as opposed to two or three. you go down that route. But in conditions like this, I'd say no thanks. I'd certainly, and when your other guy, the guy that's sitting today is Jason Hayward, an excellent
and Elmore is sitting today, and but that goes to John Jay's left-handed stick, so he's that's the lefty-righty matchup that Madden's after. Boy, oh boy. Arrieta, slippery conditions for him, too. Yes. Going to be cold. You wonder how he's going to be able
How's
to get through this thing.
Hamstring going
to
go?
That's a great question.
Scherzer's hamstring didn't look too bad, though he was leaving some pitches up early.
And did you see him tapping it? And they pointed it out a bunch that he was like tapping himself on the back of the hamstring there.
You wonder if that's kind of a mental note. Hey, I have to push off a certain way. Or if it's actually bothering him, regardless.
But the first hit he gave up was
and he's such a red ass. I love that guy.
No, he's a great pitcher.
He's after people. He's hooting and hollering.
Look, the Cubs catch a break with that hamstring, clearly.
Yes.
Because they see him in game one and game five, and I don't know if you want to see him in game five.
Absolutely. A healthy Max Scherzer tilts the series.
Absolutely does.
Without him.
Strasburg's a nice player. Scherzer's a better player.
Yes. Yeah. And the emotional part of it, too. Strasburg is not built that way. He is not a guy that's going to be. Yeah, he'll show emotion. Everybody does from time to time. Scherzer's a different animal. He'll be a guy. I'll be flipping around. Oh, look, Nats are on MLB Network and Scherzer.
Yeah,
I'll just watch.
Stay there.
I love great pitchers are wonderful in their own right, but somebody like that built that way or something that I always gravitate to.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I like the guys that are just a little different. He's a little different, fiery, competitive, and that's Scherzer, and it's a big help certainly. But boy, he was good.
Was good yesterday was Quintana, and I don't trust him.
I mean,
he's had a couple of good starts. He had that start he had in Milwaukee when the bullpen was, their tons were wagging late in the year, and it was a Sunday afternoon, and he went 9 innings, struck out 10. He was really good in that game. They needed him to be good yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can get him through the first couple innings and he gets through the first couple without a bunch of damage, he's probably going to settle in. He was really good yesterday. I mean, he didn't match Scherzer, but wasn't far off.
No, he was, and that's a good lineup, top to bottom, that he's facing. Tanner Roark, do you realize he's an Illinois kid? Grew up in Illinois, went to the University of Illinois.
I did not know that. I
think he'll have a little something
he'll
extra
be a little
probably.
Pumped and probably some people in the stands very close to him.
Absolutely.
Oh, I hope they play the game, Trent, because we're going to go a day without baseball, right?
This is
the standalone game today with the Dodgers winning. And sweeping out the Diamondbacks. So we said for all last month long that the Diamondbacks aren't scared of the Dodgers. Have ratcheted up.
They have after that awful stretch where they lost.
Oh, to putrid.
Was it 20-21 and had 11-game losing streak, whatever it was. And they played well the last couple of weeks. They're like, who cares? You know, they're up a billion games. It doesn't matter. But I think they got themselves back in the right frame. And I really like Dave Roberts, too.
Do you?
Yeah. He was over... They showed him. He was over hugging on Curtis Granderson.
Who came over very late in the year. Yep.
And I think it was maybe Darling said...
he's really good, by the way. Rod Darling is terrific behind the
incredibly
mic.
Smart. Went to Yale.
I mean,
incredibly smart guy. But he was saying, I wonder if Granderson thinks about a guy about his own age being his manager and hugging up on him like that. Yeah, Darling's good. Him, Brian Anderson.
Yep.
As much as I get annoyed by their score bug, just how weird it looks, and they don't have the K zone and their coverage, but with the announcers alone, they're really good.
Yep.
Brian Anderson, as good as they're going to get.
No, I agree.
During the summertime, I've told you before, I just love flipping on a Brewers game and listening to Brian
Anderson.
For
that reason only, right? You have to listen to him. He is terrific. All right, we'll take a timeout. John Miller's really good, too. John will be here to talk Hawks. We will recap the first six and preview the next six. Maybe not all of them, but you know, you get where we're going. Where will Iowa be going? What does John Miller think? We'll find out next. Ryan Van Bibber, SB Nation, coming up at 1:40. He covers the NFL. That's still to come on the Ken Miller Show. Trent Connor and myself, weekdays noon to 2, 1700 KBGG.
Afternoons, we talk sports on 1700 with Jimmy B and TC, Des Moines' savviest sports duo on The Big Talker, 1700 KBGG.
It's football season, and that means it is time to find your spot for all the big games. Trent Cotton here for Draft House 50 on Mills Civic Parkway in West Des Moines. 48 big screen TVs, all the games on college Saturdays, and the NFL on Sundays. Draft House 50 in West Des Moines. But it's not just about having all the great games on. You need more than that. You need great food. Draft House 50 has just that. Huge burgers. My favorite, the pizza burger. Ground beef, Italian sausage, mozzarella cheese, little marinara, and pepperoni. Big burgers, great sandwiches, pizza. If you want to go with the lighter fare, they got salads and appetizers for you as well. And you can't forget about the beer. It's in the name, Draft House 50. Local beers on tap, microbrews, whatever you're in the mood for, make it Draft House 50 in West Des Moines. Your football headquarters, Draft House 50, 6240 Mill Civic Parkway in West Des Moines. I'll see you there.
Are you going to the Central Iowa Business Conference on October 11th? It's a day focused on helping Central Iowa businesses master their processes and accelerate their success. I'm Todd McDonald from ATW Training Solutions. My team and I will be attending because we know that in order to move forward, you sometimes need to take a step back, look at where you are and where you want to go. October 11th is one of those days for us. We're looking forward to hearing from nationally recognized authors that are excited to help Central Iowa companies. One of those authors is Gino Wickman, author of the best-selling book Traction. We've seen the success of his traction concepts not only in our own business, but many of the companies we work with. We're also looking forward to hearing from Vicki Halsey, co-author of the book Legendary Service, because we know how important it is to take care of our customers. If you're looking to master your business, come learn from the experts. The Central Iowa Business Conference is presented by EO Iowa and Mediacom. For more information, visit centraliowabusinessconference.com or contact the Urbandale Chamber of Commerce.
When you're hungry for great food, a tasty cocktail, or a good glass of wine, a friendly atmosphere and fast attentive service, remember Jesse's Embers at 3301 Ingersoll Avenue. Open Monday through Saturday for dinner and Monday through Friday for lunch beginning at 11 a.m. Jesse serves just about everything, including some of the best steaks you've ever tasted, cooked on an open grill, located right inside. The smells are fabulous. And Marty or Dina stop to check on your meal, and the bartender as well. They're on your side. Jesse's Embers on Ingersoll, just west of 31st Street.
Hey, it's Trent Condon here from Jimmy B and TC. If you've been talking and thinking about improving your health, I have an idea for you. Do what I did. Call New Leaf Wellness. My weight had been increasing, my endurance during workouts was waning, and I was just feeling sluggish. New Leaf Wellness put together a program to help me lose weight, improve my energy, and they can do the same for you. Call New Leaf Wellness today at 515-650-1358 to schedule a free, no obligation consultation. That's 515-650-1358. 1358 for New Leaf Wellness. And tell them TC sent you.
Walk to prevent suicide. Join the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention and participate in an Out of the Darkness community walk. Register for a walk near you at outofthedarkness.org. Suicide takes an enormous toll on families, friends, co-workers, and entire communities. Walk to raise awareness. Walk to raise funds for research, education, advocacy, and programs to support people impacted by suicide. Walk to save lives. Go to outofthedarkness.org today.
Villaggio Italian restaurant brings real homemade Italian to you. Fantastic food, great service, and an elegant vibe that feels like home. All your favorites from the original in Norwalk and an expanded menu with the newest location on 100th Street in Urbandale. Plus, one of the best happy hours in the metro from 3 to 6 each weekday. When you're thinking Italian, make it Villaggio. Pizza, pasta, sandwiches, and more. Two locations, Sunset Drive in Norwalk and 100th Street in Urbandale. Villaggio Italian Restaurant.
At Wolf Construction, we do many large construction projects across the Midwest, but we started as a roofing company, and we're still a roofing company today. At Wolf Construction, we don't just show up with a dumpster and trailer in your driveway. We arrive with a business card in hand, ready to take care of your home. Whether it's a simple roof repair, a complete re-roofing project, or a new construction project, Wolf Construction can handle the job. Call Wolf Construction at 515-225-8866 or visit us on the web at wolfconstruction.net. We're a roofing machine.
Are you sick of the same old tired lunches, leftovers, bad drive-thru options? Food Dudes Delivery has your answer. Food Dudes delivers for restaurants that don't offer delivery all across the Des Moines Metro. Order online at fooddudesdelivery.com and get out of the lunch rut today with Food Dudes Delivery. Place your order for lunch today, dinner tonight, or your office tomorrow at fooddudesdelivery.com. That's fooddudesdelivery.com.
KBGG, Trent Condon and myself with you until 2 o'clock today. Still to come, Ryan Van Bibber, SB Nation. We'll take a look at the NFL after 5 weeks. Right now, we're going to take a look at the Iowa Hawkeyes after 6 games as they move into their bye week. Do some Big Ten West stuff as well with our buddy John Miller, HawkeyeNation.com. John, Trent, and Ken, happy bye week, John Miller. How are you?
Oh, it feels good. Got some chickens coops to tend to this weekend, so I can do it all day Saturday.
No, you got to, because I've seen this on Twitter. First, I thought it was a joke. So you really do. You're a chicken farmer, a rancher. What are chickens?
I'm a chicken owner. We got a little baby rooster, 5 hens, and they lay eggs, and we eat them. And I got 2 Nigerian dwarf goats, 2 cats, and a little puppy we got this weekend. So we live out in the country and have some trees with the girls. So I wanted them to kind of get out and enjoy life away from devices. So we've done that down here in Oklahoma.
Farmer John Miller joining us here. That's pretty cool. John, good for you. I didn't picture that in you, but glad to know that you have that part in you. Hey, John, Hawks are 4-2. I don't know where you had them. I had them here. I had the Iowa State, Michigan State results flipped. Thought they'd lose to the Clones, beat Sparty. But they're still 4-2, 6 weeks into it. When you go back to your preseason forecast, is this where you had them at this point?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, what I did this year, something, because it's like I just got sick of saying, okay, they're going to win this game, or I think they're going to be 8-4, so I'll have them lose at Rutgers like I did last year. Well, I don't think they're going to lose at Rutgers. So what I did is I assigned a point value out of 10 to every game this year. So the Iowa State game, I gave Iowa a 4-10 chance. The Penn State game, I gave them a 3-10 chance. Mm-hmm. Illinois, 8-10. So what I did is I added all the points up, and I came out to like 63 out of 120. So 6-6 is where I wound up. In the Michigan State game, I had them at a 50% chance. So I thought they'd lose the Iowa State game. I thought the Michigan State game was a toss-up. So yeah, I think this is about the way I thought. But I will say this, the offense has more potential than I thought they were going to have coming in. I don't think there's any doubt about that. I think they took some big steps on Saturday and will this next bye week to reach that potential.
Even with that, there is still the behemoth in the West, and that is the Wisconsin Badgers. The schedule sets up well for them, with the likelihood, even by beating Wisconsin, of winning the Big Ten West, maybe out the window. Does that make it difficult? I know, kind of looking at the second half, it doesn't have that same kind of rev up, because that carrot at the end is not really there because of what the Badgers have and what their schedule looks like.
Well, I think you're right. The players probably aren't thinking that way. The next loss they have before Wisconsin, if that happens, which I think it's likely, then maybe. But I think they can beat Northwestern. I think they can beat Minnesota.
I do too.
And after that, you get Ohio State at home. And that's why you suit up and play the sport. Mm. A game that potentially may be another night game in Kinnick. So, yeah. And if you win that one, yeah, you still could be frozen out of the Big Ten championship game, because I don't think Wisconsin has any more than one loss. They are really, really good. That win against Nebraska really got my attention. I watched it in the second half, with the exception of their last possession, which was only a 2-possession kneel down. They ran 30 plays in the second half, 3 10-play drives.
Yeah.
They passed the ball one time.
It's crazy.
And they killed Nebraska. That was damned impressive.
Yeah, their offensive line, John, from where Wisconsin was when their season started to where they're at now, it's night and day, and you hit the nail on the head. Watching them run the football down Nebraska's throat, if you're a Husker fan, it had to make you sick, because they've seen that movie before. It's a long time ago, and they could hardly remember it, but they've just changed the way that they played. You know, back to some of the guys, John, that have jumped out, and they're better offensively, and I couldn't agree with you more, and it's clearly, to me, in the receivers. Thought Fant was going to be good, and he is. I'm really liking what I'm seeing out of Hawkinson. Nick Easley, he's the kid to me that, I mean, I didn't see this coming, right? Nick Easley is he's leading the team in receptions by a long ways. He's one of those guys, John, that I think is one of the main reasons why you're looking maybe a little bit differently at this Iowa offense.
I think so, and I think if Greg Davis were still the coordinator, we wouldn't be seeing this Nick Easley. One of the biggest things from the first half that I expected to see, and we have, is Iowa's revisiting throws across the middle of the field. Mm-hmm. They did not do that very much during the Greg Davis era. They stayed to the outside. And, you know, Ken O'Keefe's back. Brian Ferentz is in the offensive coordinator position. Nate Stanley is very comfortable throwing across the middle at moving targets. I think he's much more comfortable doing that than he is throwing on the run. He doesn't throw on the run well. I've been scratching my head the first 6 games, and it dawned on me on Saturday, why aren't we seeing more waggle, bootleg rollouts? Mm-hmm. I don't think Stanley's all that effective throwing on the run. But yeah, I mean, easily very good. The nice little post to Vandenberg the other day on a sight read. I like the introduction of the RPOs, the run pass options. And, you know, Amir Smith-Marset is a really accomplished blocker even out there that helps easily out in those. So no doubt about it. They've got playmakers. They've got some playmakers at wide receiver for a number of years, and that's pretty exciting and something I wouldn't have expected to have said six games in.
Well, we figured that the run game would be able to get going. That really hasn't been the case, though. Four offensive starters along that offensive line back, but Boone Myers has been dinged up. They lose Ike Becker. So it's been a shuffling of the chairs. Do we have the tackles for the foreseeable future, though, out there now with Tristan Wirfs getting the start? You think they're going to roll that way the rest of the way with him and Alaric Jackson out at the left tackle spot?
I do. And, you know, unless you know, Wirfs takes a step back and Boone Myers gets healthy, then I could see Boone rolling out there. But that's a huge deal. And, I've been saying it and writing it for weeks is, when you have the injury to Ike, and Ike wasn't a first-team All-Big Ten tackle, but he's a lot better tackle than Sean Welsh as a tackle. Mm-hmm. So when he goes down and Welsh has to move out to tackle, you're playing at a minus at right tackle and a minus-minus at right guard because Sean Welsh is a first-team All-Big Ten guard. Being able to move him back in, if you just get similar play that what Welsh was doing at right tackle, you're already a much better line. And Wirfs, I think, has a higher ceiling this year than what Welsh can play at tackle. So by the time this bye week's over, another couple of weeks' experience for Wirfs in practice with all the reps at the one, I think your offensive line is significantly better than what you've seen. And now it just comes down to, making the makeables. Don't drop those passes. Iowa has never been a second 10 team. They sure as heck aren't this year. I think that they have a nice little uptick on offense ahead of them.
John Miller, HawkeyeNation.com is our guest. John, the defensive line, I'm excited about the future for this group. I know we're in the here and now, but Epinesa, Anthony Nelson, the kid to me, he flashes every single game he makes a play, and you still got 2 years after this of him. Lattimore's come in. Brinks has got another year ahead of him. Epinesa's got, probably only two, unfortunately, for him. But this, I know they're going to lose all the linebackers, and I'm not writing off this year, John. I'm really not. But what I see out of this defensive line, I think they're further ahead of schedule than maybe most would have thought that they would have been.
I'm not writing it off this year, but for me, coming into this season, this entire year for me was about laying down a foundation for the next two, because next year's schedule is much more manageable. I think they've got a really good shot to do some things next year. I just felt this was going to be a developmental year, and, you know, thankfully I'm not a coach, so these guys don't hear from me. I'm just somebody that writes and talks. But I would much rather have to replace linebackers than defensive linemen. They've got a good rotation of seven for next year. Yeah, Epinesa is what he's doing this year is he's making his presence felt with base bull rush moves and upfield moves. Now, sometimes that gets you on run protection with regards to containment, but he's getting over more times than not just with very simple high school moves. After another off season or after his first off season on college, he's going to come in next year with much greater hand technique, more movements, and able to make plays by himself without having to have a twist stunt call to make a play. So, yeah, it's a really high ceiling for this defensive line. And also, next year's secondary with Brandon Snyder now back, which is amazing, and I think Amani Hooker has playmaker written all over him, the entire secondary will return next year.
The Brandon Snyder story, coming back, April ACL tear, and here he is.
Remarkable.
Playing before the bye week and getting the pick six on top of it. What a story, and from all accounts, a great kid on top of it.
I didn't believe any of it, not even during the Michigan State week when he had his uniform on. I didn't buy it. Right. I'm like, okay, they're just making the guy feel good. Why are they wasting a travel position on a guy that can't play? And there he is. And because it's a medical, almost a miracle in a way. Guys just don't do that. You can count on one hand the number of guys who've come back to make an impact. I mean, Chad Greenway came back, I think, as a sophomore or a redshirt freshman, did the same thing. But he was clearly a step slow that year that he came back on special teams. And then the next year he played. Same thing with Jermell Lewis back in the day. You know, Adrian Peterson for the Vikings and Brandon Snyder now for the Hawkeyes, it's a very short list of guys that have come back. That was And then to have the pick, I mean, what a great reward for that guy.
Yeah, all the rehab, too, 100% right. John, last thing, Nathan Stanley, six games into it. I think if you're a Hawk fan, you got to love where he's at. Have there been growing pains? Of course there are, but there's growing pains normally for every quarterback. He's not going to continue throughout the rest of his career to overthrowing these guys. In fact, he's going to cut down on them, I would think, and assume, by the time the season comes to its conclusion, whenever that may be. Nathan Stanley, six games in, where are you?
If you could put what Kirk Ferentz would like to have in a quarterback in his system into the oven and then have it come out, it would be Nate Stanley. I think even more so than C.J. Beathard. He's 2 or 3 inches taller. He's 235, 240 pounds. And, oh, by the way, why don't you run the quarterback sneak with him the way that you used to with Beathard on third and one or fourth and one? I mean, he's just – he's got a huge arm. I mean, I really – I couldn't – he's exceeded every expectation I had, and they're just six games in. I think he's a phenomenal quarterback. Last week, watched him a couple of times look off. His primary guy that he was going to go to, which looks the safety off, instantly turned, fires, and comes back to him. I've seen him do other look downs, a lot of progression reads throughout the year. You know, he's maybe a little too fearless in the pocket, doesn't necessarily have that sixth sense yet sometimes when some pressure's coming. But he's going to get there, and he has all the ability in the world. Just a great player.
John, let's say Iowa does what they're supposed to against the winnable games, loses to Ohio State, Wisconsin. They go 8-4, and a tick above where most people expected them to be. How important would a bowl win be then, maybe taking another step forward for the program with the long, long bowl drought that they have in terms of victory? Would it be an important December game more than likely for the Hawkeyes in your mind?
You're already talking that Nebraska game up in the win column, huh?
Oh,
so
of course.
How about that? I mean, I guess probably more so internally than anything else, and to get people quit and stopping to say, oh, Iowa's last bowl win was at the Insight Bowl in 2010. Mm-hmm. But, you know, if you're not in the, you know, the old quote-unquote BCS bowls of the playoff, it's all about development. I personally don't think it matters all that much to me. But maybe it does to them. Maybe it makes the off season a little easier to grind on. I don't know. The players would have to answer that, and they probably wouldn't give you an honest answer till their careers were over. You'd rather win it than lose it if you're going to play it. And so, yeah, I'm not trying to poo-poo on your theory there. Just me personally, I'm glad there are bowl games. I'll watch them. I just don't think, unless it's the Rose Bowl or, you know, the big-time bowls, it really has all that so much significance to me.
Good stuff, John Miller. Thank you. Appreciate catching up with you. Look forward to doing it again.
Thanks, guys. Take care.
Good to talk to you. John Miller, HawkeyeNation.com, 2010 Insight Bowl. Who made the play? Micah Hyde, right?
Micah Hyde. Yeah. And Marcus Coker with a big game.
Yes, big game. And beat Blaine Gabbert, right?
Blaine Gabbert.
Oh, not a bad Missouri team.
No, they were ranked, I think, 12th going into that game.
And I said it at the time, as I recall, I thought that was one of Ferentz's better coaching jobs to get that team up for that. Remember how the season ended,
mm-hmm.
right? All the stuff that was going on around the team.
DJK.
Was that Muster went up?
No, that was an Outback Bowl.
Are you sure? I think it was in Arizona.
Ooh. Speaking of Muster one up, you see Morehouse uses that.
Yeah, I do. Well, yeah,
he uses that now for
his
hashtag for Twitter when he's asking for questions for his mailbag.
I think it was in Arizona.
You might be right.
I'm pretty sure. In fact, I would bet money Trent Condon.
Yeah. Well, if you're willing to bet, then I'm going to stay away.
Muster one up.
Muster.
but Muster one up or not aside, that was really one of his better coaching.
Yes,
because the team was done, I thought, in the month of November.
They had quit the Minnesota game at the end of the year that season.
That's when Carissa Thompson was working for Big Ten Network, and she came out after halftime, and she watched the Iowa players walk back. It was the TCF Bank Stadium.
Okay.
This is the game I'm thinking about.
Mm-hmm.
And essentially said that this team is listless and doesn't want to play this next half of football.
Look that
and
way.
And it showed.
Yes, yes.
I think it was Carissa Thompson.
They came back, beat a good Missouri team. And haven't
really
won a bowl game since.
No, they haven't. And that game, that was a late game. Didn't it end at like 11:30 or?
Yes. It was one of the few times I do not like watching Iowa games in a bar. I was drugged to a bar that night. It was an awful experience as a lady was shrieking behind me literally every play Iowa had the football. Just a loud, cackling screech. Run it! Shoot me now. At least there was booze.
And the team won.
And they won. It still didn't dull the pain of that lady screaming in my ear for 3.5 hours.
You remember to this day. We'll muster up a break. How about we do that? We'll come back. Ryan Van Bibber on the NFL. He's coming up next. XBNation.com as we continue on the Ken Miller Show, 1700 KBGG.
You found your home for real sports talk for real sports fans. 1700 KBGG.
Since 1993, Wolf Construction has been Des Moines' choice for residential and commercial roofing. From complete re-roofing to small leaks, call Wolf Construction at 225-8866 for your roofing needs. Call 225-8866 to set up your roofing consultation or online at wolfconstruction.net. That's wolfconstruction.net for Wolf Construction. A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. wolfconstruction.net.
Kate here with Food Dudes Delivery. Are you tired of the same old delivery options? Food Dudes Delivery can solve that problem for you. We deliver for restaurants that don't do delivery. Order through us at fooddudesdelivery.com. Place your order for lunch today, dinner tonight, or your office party tomorrow at fooddudesdelivery.com.
Like all of you out there, Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. He would flip-flop all night long, wake up with a sore neck or maybe a headache, or feel like he needed a nap, even though he'd slept 8 hours. When Mike invented MyPillow, he wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. Mike does all of his own manufacturing right here in the United States and offers a 10-year warranty. You could wash and dry MyPillow, and don't forget there is a 60-day money-back guarantee. And here's their best offer ever. For a limited time, go to MyPillow.com or call 800-951-4694 and use promo code Des Moines to take advantage of Mike's 4-pack special. You'll get 50% off 2 MyPillow premium pillows and 2 go-anywhere pillows and free shipping.
In this tight labor market, finding new employees can be tough. Whether you're the business owner or an HR professional, you want access to highly qualified candidates fast. More than 3 million businesses use Indeed.com, the world's number one job site. Whether you need entry-level or highly skilled employees, no matter the industry, with Indeed, you get immediate access to a high-quality pool of talent with no long-term contracts or upfront fees. For a limited time, Indeed is offering new users a $50 credit to make their first job listing a sponsored job with premium visibility so more candidates will see it. You want to make a great hire fast, and this exclusive offer gives you a head start. Independent research shows 6 times more hires are delivered through Indeed than any other job site, making Indeed your one-stop source for hiring. To redeem this offer, go to Indeed.com/offer. That's Indeed.com/offer. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
Are you in the mood for real, classic, homemade Italian food? Well, I have the spot for you. It's Villaggio. 2 locations. The newest location in Urbandale, 2675 100th Street. The original in Norwalk. Classic dishes like cavatelli, spaghetti, lasagna, and vodka rigatoni. Top-notch pizza and awesome sandwiches. A great happy hour and Italian done right. Villaggio.
Need more sports, but you want more sports.
Rockstar Satellite can fix that with free next-day installation on DirecTV. Call Rockstar Satellite 515-262-STAR. Call today for next-day installation, 515-262-STAR.
You ever wonder what you look like with a full, natural head of hair? We'll find out. Mr. Executive lets you try before you buy. Get real hair again and a lease with options. Mr. Executive offers a 90-day lease for just $200. And at the end of 90 days, if you decide to keep your new hair, the initial investment goes toward the purchase price. Look, don't spend any more money on potions and lotions that don't work. Check the latest in hair replacement online at MREXECUTIVE.com or call 274-4049. Mr. Executive, 70th and University in Windsor Heights.
Guys, are you ready to begin your journey to live life better? Are you feeling tired and worn down or looking to improve performance and drive in the bedroom? Looking to burn fat and gain muscle? Then it's time to contact New Leaf Wellness. New Leaf Wellness offers a free, no-obligation consultation. Dr. Robert Seaman and the New Leaf staff will help craft a plan dedicated to you. From testosterone replacement therapy, advanced weight loss, to nutritional therapy, New Leaf Wellness strives to find the plan that will improve your quality of life. Dr. Robert Seaman and New Leaf Wellness, give them a call today at 515-650-1358. Again, 515-650-1358 for New Leaf Wellness. One more time, 515-650-1358. It's time to live life better with New Leaf Wellness. Call 515-650-1358. That's 515-650-1358.
That's possible. Boy, you guys got great sources. I passed gas out there about an hour into pair practice. Did you guys catch that on mic or not? I'll see if I can muster one up for you right now.
Kirk Ferentz, Insight Bowl 2010. The reporter asking the questions, Randy Peterson, who was on the Hawkeye beat back then.
Ah, that's when Randy Peterson flip-flop.
Right.
Yeah.
That's when Randy Peterson could actually talk to me on the radio. The good old days.
Oh,
now
yes.
He's no longer allowed to. But yeah,
I heard that rankles Randy a little bit.
Rankles me too, well, just in case you hadn't heard.
I have.
Yeah, that was pretty. I think the guy laughing. Ryan Van Bibber in a second.
Yes.
One more time. Let's hear the laughter, if you can find it.
Yeah, cue it back up here.
Since you've been here.
You know, it's possible. Boy, you guys got great sources. Okay. I passed gas out there about an hour into pair practice. Did you guys catch that on mic or not?
That one.
I'll see if I can muster one up for you right now.
I think that's more hostess than it's breaks his busted a gut. Ryan Van Bibber,
SBNation.com.
Yeah, really good, right? Ryan, good to talk to you. How's things?
Oh, it's all right. It's hard to come on after that. How do I top that?
Ryan, do you remember? I mean, it was an Insight Bowl. It's highly doubtful. Do you remember that at all? You were. Probably not at SB Nation back at that point. Do you remember?
What year was it?
2010.
No, I was just on the Rams beat at that point,
gotcha.
But I don't remember that.
You know, speaking of the Rams beat, and I know I'm pretty sure you still live in St. Louis, right, Ryan?
Mm-hmm.
So what's it been like? Because the team looks as though they've been crappy, and I'm sure you, of course, the fans miss NFL football and having an NFL team with the attached to their city. So you miss that, but maybe it was a little bit easier when the team stinks the way that they've done or the way that they did last year. I think they're turning a corner. How does that sit with? And I know you don't speak for all of St. Louis, but the people that that you're tight with, does it rankle them a little bit that the Rams in L.A. are starting to, their arrow is pointing up, Ryan?
Yeah, it's the hardest pill to swallow with all that isn't. I mean, obviously it hurts to lose a team, and like some of us were, obviously we were fans through the lean years too, before even we had the 99. Season and the Super Bowl after that. But like, I think the worst part about it is you just got the feeling that they never really bothered, made an effort to make a good team until they got to Los Angeles. And then you get to Los Angeles and, Fisher starts that stuff with Eric Dickerson, and Fisher gets exposed he's a terrible coach.
Right.
He always has been. He gets fired and they go out and they hire a good coach. They make some smart free agent moves. Finally, they draft well. It's just like, where was that? Where was that all those years in St. Louis?
The ineptitude of St. Louis certainly played out, and now they look like a real coach. And how about a real quarterback? Where are you at with Goff?
It's pretty positive what you see from him. I mean, there's nothing to. I mean, he's taking shots. He looks good. I mean, it's all about you give a rookie quarterback the tools to succeed, and they'll generally reward you for it. They went out and they signed Whitworth, so. He's finally got a real left tackle with Sullivan, the center they brought in. I mean, Whitworth's allowed, I think two pressures all season. I mean, it's incredible the difference that stuff like they draft Connor Cup, who's a reliable receiver finally that doesn't drop half the passes you throw to him. So it's it's just a world of difference that makes. And the smart coach too. I mean, I really like what we've seen from McVay. He doesn't You know, he's playing toward his players' strengths, and I think that's always a good sign for a coach in the NFL, because so many of these guys come in and you know, it's all about my system and my playbook, and, you know, everyone will fit to that instead of vice versa, and that usually blows up in their face before too long, and you're not seeing that from the Rams. So it's a good look for him. I think there's a lot to be positive about, and if you really, you know, if you're not someone that went to the games very much in St. Louis in the first place, and you look past the owner kind of being a jerk, then, you know, it's a fun team to watch.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. And that division needs another team, in my opinion, Ryan. So it's nice to see that Seattle's just not going to have that cakewalk to the playoffs that they've seemed to have had the last 4 or 5 years. Down I-70 from you, west on I-70 is the only undefeated team in the NFL. The Kansas City Chiefs at 5-0, and they've beaten some good teams to get to this point. The New England win in week number one. They beat Philly at home, which, you know, the Eagles look as though they're legit. Where are you on this Chiefs team? What would concern you about Kansas City? Alex Smith seems to be playing at a very high level. They've got some weapons offensively, a couple injuries on the offensive line. But is this Chiefs team built for the long haul, do you think, Ryan?
Yeah, you know, before heading into this week's game against the Texans, I kind of wondered. I thought, you know, obviously the guard that's out, he's the Canadian doctor, and I can't remember his name off the top of my head.
Duvernay-Tardif.
Yes. And, like, I was worried going into this game because, obviously, you know, Houston has a pretty tough defense, and, you know, with three guys like Watt and Clowney and Merciless on that line, I thought that would probably not bode well for the Chiefs in this game. I picked Houston to win. But, you know, they handled that issue no problem. And they won pretty handily. It was, this team's legit. I worried about the secondary a little bit down the road, just not having Eric Berry and the side of the field opposite Marcus Peters is still going to, you see, you know, Deshaun Watson certainly found an attractive play area of the field to throw the football to against Kansas City. And I think that's going to be an issue that they have to compensate for. But, you know, they're a team that can send a three-man rush, and three-man rushes never work, but, you know, 48% of the time they're getting pressure when they send a three-man rush with the Chiefs' defense. So that's certainly a positive sign, too. I mean, right now, it's the only weakness I see is that they started like this before under Andy Reid, and it hasn't translated into a long run into the playoffs. So I think hopefully that, you know, if you're a Chiefs fan, that this is the year you want to see this continue all season.
So the NFL headline of the day, Ryan, is Adrian Peterson traded to the Cardinals. This isn't going to matter. Peterson is not going to all of a sudden become a prominent NFL back again. The Cardinals are not all of a sudden going to be able to become a good offense, are they?
They're old overall, that team.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's bad. And, you know, he's going from an offensive line that, you know, he's going to a worse offensive
Great
line
points.
That's having trouble opening up holes for the running backs as it is. And he's, you know, he's at an age where his running ability is going to be almost wholly dependent on the offensive line. He's going into a worse situation now. He's not a good pass blocker. He's not a good receiver. And that's what, you know, that's what the Cardinals need more than anything out of a running back, a guy that's a blocker and a receiver, because they don't have the blockers, and it's a, you know, it's an offense designed around the pass. So I just don't see this having much long. This is, to me, this is the Cardinals kind of flailing for answers here.
Andrew Luck is not going to play again this week. Speaking of wanting answers, he's been out a long time. It's a shoulder. At least that's what we're led to believe. It's a shoulder, and I want to think that, you know, the NFL's with their injury transparency that the Colts aren't pulling a fast one. What's keep preventing Andrew Luck from getting back on the field, and how much longer is this going to take? Because there was a real cloud of secrecy around this for the first month of the season, it seemed like, and now it seems like maybe he's getting a little bit closer. They play Monday night. He was already ruled out yesterday for next Monday. What are you hearing on Andrew Luck?
It just sounds like more of the same. There's still just not a lot of certainty around it. I mean, this is a lot of this being the Colts, rather, just sort of not, you know, having handled this very well since it first happened in 2015, and kind of having to throw the surgery onto the pile pretty late in the game for Luck. So, you know, it's hard to imagine he's back anytime before week eight, but we'll see.
Talking with Ryan Van Bibber, SB Nation editor, as he joins us right now. Hey, Ryan, here in our Midwest outpost. A quick hit. We talked about the Chiefs. How about the NFC North? How do you see things playing out there? The Lions could have been 4-0. Then last week happens. They come back short against Carolina. You got the Packers who just keep finding ways, even with all those injuries. And then the Vikings still kind of lingering. How's this NFC North going to play out in your mind?
Well, I don't know. I mean, headed into the season, I thought the Vikings were maybe the team to beat, but that was a bad move with Sam. I mean, I know they won the game last night, but that was not a good look. Sam Bradford obviously was not ready, and you throw him out there and you re-aggravate the same injury, and it's hard to say now when he's going to be back. And, you know, Sam Bradford he's sort of gun-shy when you roll him back out there after these injuries. He needs, I think, a little bit more time, or either that or sort of an offense that's kind of designed around protecting him a little bit better. But he could barely move last night. I mean, he just looked as stiff as a dang board out there, and it was pretty clear that he was not ready to play. So they got Keenum. We'll see if Bridgewater comes back at all this season. If I'm them, I'd be really cautious with Teddy Bridgewater, too, because I wouldn't want to throw him to the Wolves right now. But the Lions look really good. I think the problem I had with the Lions, you know, they had a really good start to the season. I think something that they did that's not sustainable from week to week is the number of interceptions that powered those wins. But, you know, they still went into Carolina and played a Panthers team that's looking really good right now and almost came out with a win. So it's a good division race, and I think obviously the Packers are still probably the team to beat until further notice because, you know, they have Aaron Rodgers, and you saw what Aaron Rodgers could do last week.
Mm. Ryan, we are out of time. Great stuff, Ryan Van Bibber. SBNation.com is where you can read Ryan Van Bibber. Thank you.
Hey, thanks for having me, guys.
Do it again. Ryan Van Bibber talking NFL. You know, I was just looking at the Giants schedule. I don't know why, but I was. I know. I wanted to see if the Giants and the Niners play each other, the two remaining winless teams, and they do.
Okay.
The Giants, there's a possibility, Trent, that they could get through this thing 0-16. We thought a New York team had that chance.
Sure.
We said the wrong one.
No, the Giants aren't going 0-16.
Their
defense is all right.
Okay.
Eli will make a couple of plays.
They've still got to play the AFC West.
Yeah.
The three teams that matter in the AFC West.
Okay.
They've still got the Redskins, the Eagles, the Cowboys again. They got to go to Arizona, and they stink, but at least you got to go across the country and go to Arizona. The 49ers game is in California.
They're winning.
I mean, watch
him
beat the Broncos on Sunday night, right? And just really stick it into me and twist it a little bit. Trent, I don't know.
Before last week, I had this in my notes and we never got to it. I was going to lay out a plan for them to get to 9-7 and win
the
that
Giants?
Division. And win that division still. Well, now with Odell.
They have no chance.
And the loss, yeah.
And Brandon Marshall's out for the year, too.
Yes, yeah. They had to beat the Chargers. They had to be healthy on top of it. But, yeah, that's obviously out the window. They'll win at least four games.
You think they will?
4 games. 4-12, worst case scenario.
So your over-under right now is 4.
3.5.
I would still line up with confidence. Take the elastic band off the bankroll and bet the under.
Who's their backup quarterback?
Well, it doesn't matter because he never plays. Eli Manning doesn't miss a game.
But if there's a young guy back there?
Let me find out. They drafted Davis Webb.
Uh-huh.
Geno Smith, is he still there?
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know either.
Yeah. But it doesn't matter because you're right.
Eli plays every game.
Why don't the Jaguars trade for Eli? Or Phillip Rivers? Or, well, not Ben Roethlisberger, but what are those two? Bortles sucks.
All three of those guys you mentioned in the same draft, by the way.
They were 0-4, right? Yeah.
Interesting. Bortles isn't good. Eli Manning isn't good. Philip Rivers isn't as good as he used to be. I loved watching Philip Rivers play. We're out of time.
We are.
You and Jimmy B today have abbreviated show Hawkeye Huddle from 5 until 6. Trent and I are back tomorrow at noon. The Ken Miller Show, 1700 KBGG.
Sunday night, Monday night, and Thursday night football from Westwood One. Only on 1700 KBGG.
Cap is back. Flag Guy here. We're proud to sponsor the foremost expert on all things Chicago, Dave Kaplan, weekly here on the Ken Miller Show. While Cap has the behind the scenes on your favorite Chicago sports team, we have the flags, Bears, Bulls, Blackhawks, Sox, Cubs. We've got them all. Northwestern 2. I guess they kind of count. Check out our Chicago flags and a whole lot more online at heartlandflags.com. And peep the retail store, too. 3719 Southwest 9, Des Moines.
GEICO presents unhelpful home improvement how-tos.
Overhanging trees present a real danger. During high winds, falling branches can damage roofs and windows. So today, I'll show you how to protect your home by wrapping it in bubble packaging. All you need is a staple gun and 142,000 feet of bubble packaging. Let's get started.
You could try to protect your home with bubble packaging, or you could get covered for personal property damage through the GEICO Insurance Agency. Call GEICO and see how affordable homeowners insurance can be.
Right now, the Home Depot has select special order Anderson windows and patio doors for 15% off. If you've been waiting for just the right time to upgrade, you're in luck. You're also in good company. J.D. Power has recognized Anderson for outstanding customer satisfaction with windows and patio doors. So stop waiting. Start saving. Select Anderson windows and patio doors, 15% off now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through October 11th. See store for details.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. Choosing the right mortgage lender involves much more than just a rate. Quicken Loans has earned 11 JD Power Awards for client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage, a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online. No one else has anything like it. So choose Quicken Loans, America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Equal housing lender, NMLS number 3030.
In this tight labor market, finding new employees can be tough. Whether you're the business owner or an HR professional, you want access to highly qualified candidates fast. More than 3 million businesses use Indeed.com, the world's number one job site. Whether you need entry-level or highly skilled employees, no matter the industry, with Indeed, you get immediate access to a high-quality pool of talent with no long-term contracts or upfront fees. For a limited time, Indeed is offering new users a $50 credit to make their first job listing a sponsored job with premium visibility so more candidates will see it. You want to make a great hire fast, and this exclusive offer gives you a head start. Independent research shows 6 times more hires are delivered through Indeed than any other job site, making Indeed your one-stop source for hiring. To redeem this offer, go to Indeed.com/offer. That's Indeed.com/offer. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
Black and Cardinal Divide is the first website dedicated to the Cy-Hawk rivalry. We cover both the Hawkeyes and the Cyclones.
This is Cody, and I cover Iowa State.
And I'm Derek, his younger brother, who covers the Hawkeyes.
We'd like to encourage you to jump over to bcdivide.com. Tune in Wednesdays and Thursday nights as we will talk all things Cyclones and Hawkeyes.
Jump over to bcdivide.com. Join us for daily banter and our social media pages at bcdivide. As brothers and fans of different teams, we grew up with a heated Cy-Hawk rivalry within our own family.
Join us at bcdivide.com to embrace the rivalry.
1700 KBGG Des Moines.